Rauschenberg approaches, puts the foot to this one, and it's once again going to go. Well, this one's going to go a little deep, a little short, actually. It's taken around the 10-yard line. Broken Arrow's going to return it to the 15, to the 20, to the 24-yard line. That is Zach Marchalisi. He's going to get up, I think, to the 24. They may mark him at the 23, and it'll be first and 10 for Broken Arrow right there.
That's one you don't want Marchalisi to go backwards to get, but he sure did, and I guess made a play of it, so he got past the 20. But I want to give a quick plug here for the new broadcast. The broadcast is broadcast.mascotmedia.net/union. And you can pull up the live feed with the radio feed right over it, so you can watch us live.
There you go. Watch and listen at the same time. Tate Robards brings him out. Tigers leading 12-10. We begin the third period. Cortez set to his left. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Robards quickly hands off to Cortez. He's got a little room in the 25-yard line. He's up across the 30, up to the 31-yard line. Tomlin, one of the guys in on the tackle. But a nice push up front by that Broken Arrow offensive line gets him at least seven. It'll be second down and three.
Well, that's Union. You got to set the precedent, set the tone coming out at half. And so to be stingy in the first drive is what you want. So giving up seven or eight on that first handoff is something you really want to kind of reel back and do again.
Well, they actually did give up eight, so they're going to mark it all the way up to the 28-yard line, pardon me, the 33-yard line. And it's going to be second down and two for the Tigers. Two receivers come to the left side. One of those, that's the near side, is Matt Kaiser on the outside. Straight back is Tate. He's going to throw right side. That ball is deep, and he's got a man open, and he overthrew him. That's incomplete around the 30-yard line. And, boy, if you're Broken Arrow, again, you might want that one back. Union overthrew an open receiver. That was Slusher, who was running free, and he'd gotten past Cameron Watts, and it'll be third down and two now. And you can understand why they did it there, because that third and two with Cortez is a pretty doggone makeable down.
Yeah, I like that. When you're short yards on second down, you really just want to press and go deep, and they had one-on-one. They had him beat, so... Lucky there, we escaped that one.
Third down and two now for Broken Arrow. They're on 33. They need the 35. Just underway second half. They lead the Redskins 12-10. Robards once again brings them up. Cortez is the setback. Two receivers to the left side. Going to quick handoff right side to Cortez, and he's not going to get the first down. It looked like he was going to jump above it, but he did not. Cameron Watts brought him down, and he is short. Now they're saying it's a first down. He came down at the 34-yard line.
I thought he was way behind it. Yeah.
Holy cow. And, boy, the Union staff's not happy. He easily came down a half yard short, and the officials just said, nah, first down. But they did it for Union earlier, and nobody complained, so let's call it a first down. First and 10 now, Tigers at their 35-yard line. And had you held Cortez, that's an accomplishment in itself. Now shifts as Kaiser goes right side. Tight end comes left. Two receivers here. Once again for Robards with the snap, and again hands to Cortez, and he has to bounce it very deep, and he's going to go down for a loss. Cortez run out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Tomlin, one of those guys there. JT McLeod, one of those guys there. Let's see, who else was over there? Cameron Watts, one of those guys there. He's going to lose five. It'll be second and 15.
Great job there by the defense and really just collapsing out there. Isaiah, we got a great push to the outside, and then everybody else just backfilled, which is a great job of the defense. We call that swarm defense and making certain they don't get the corner.
So it will be second and 15 now for Broken Arrow at their own 30. 12-10, Tigers lead, 10 minutes to go, third period. Now four receivers, two to either side. Kaiser is the slot man here to the left. He's been quiet tonight, but he's a big target. Back quickly. There's the fire, left side, and he's got the football at the 48-yard line. That is Kaiser. Pardon me, and that's good for a first down. 17 yards and a really nice catch and route by Matt Kaiser. First down, Tigers.
It looked like a broken route. They did a little cross-up on the outside here. And I thought they were going to go deep. Number five was going deep there with Trevon. It was wide open to the top, but they broke it off and threw down low to Kaiser.
Nice job by Robards, too, to make a nice throw. Takes it up to the 48-yard line of Broken Arrow. 12-10, they lead Union. 9:42 to play, third period. Back to the line of scrimmage once again. Robards, now he has motion from right to left. He's going to pitch the ball inside to that sweeping guy who's going to be taken down behind the line of scrimmage. That is Aaron Stokes. His nickname is Tricky. He actually, no, he got Tricky, got forward for two. Looked like he was going to lose two. Instead, he got forward for two. Mason Gibbons on the tackle. It'll be second and eight.
And BA's shuffling people in and out of this game. They're continuing to try to change up the offense and keep them guessing.
Well, I think they're also trying to keep people fresh. They realize this is going to be a grinder. So if you go by that 4x4 rule, you only got about 3 minutes to make an impact here in this game. Second down and eight, Broken Arrow dead center at midfield going right to left. The ball is right in the middle of the big giant B with the Broken Arrow under it. Robards in the shotgun. He's going to fake to Cortez, fire to the left. The ball is caught at the 50-yard line, down around the 45 to the 44-yard line. I thought it was Slusher at first. It was not. It was Colton Fair. The tackle out there by a couple of Redskins. Joseph Nichols won, and the other guy, Darius Murdoch, got all the way out from that defensive lineman position to make the play. That's a gain of 5. It'll be third down and a big 3 for Broken Arrow.
I think I saw another number in there, number 3. Is that right? Caleb Kaleo? I'm not sure if I see him still in the game or not. I thought I saw that.
It could have been.
New numbers.
So third and 3 for Broken Arrow. They're at the 45-yard line of Union. If they crease the 42, they'll have the first down. Double tight. Now motion from left to right. Cortez, the single setback under center, is Robarts. He fumbled the football. It's on the ground.
Got it.
And I think Union's got the ball.
Yep.
The Redskins have the football. The guy that came
Jacob
up
Rogers.
With it, yep, 44, Jacob Rogers. He was trying to sneak up under center and take that snap quickly, and he dropped it. So Union holds, and they have the football. 8 minutes to go in this third period. First down, Redskins at their 45.
Well, what a turn of events there. You know, you're watching them kind of methodically move that ball down the field. They haven't picked up anything big, but they're about to pick up another first down, it looks like, and that's a huge turnover here. Again, like you're saying, inside that first 4 minutes, that's a big way to turn the momentum.
So let's see if the Redskins can take advantage of this. Trailing now by a score of 12-10 with 8 minutes to go in this third period. Union takes over at their own 45-yard line. Darius Boone set to the right. Thompson in the shotgun. Hand off Boone to the inside, and he's going to go down quickly. He got maybe a yard. Broken Arrow closed quickly. One of the first guys there, Brock O'Neill. Or pardon me, River Bannon. The big linebacker, River Bannon. And that's going to be a gain of about 1.5. We'll call it 2, and we'll make it 2nd down and 8. Quickly, Thompson back to the line of scrimmage. Getting him set, moving on. Thompson with the snap. It's very high, but he got it down and gave it to Boone, and he didn't get anything. Matter of fact, he lost about a yard right there as Broken Arrow took him down. The high snap made it difficult, and now somebody is still on the ground, and I think that's Darius Boone, and it is. The one player you cannot lose on this football team is 27, and he is still laying on the ground. He lost 2 yards. It's going to be 3rd down and 10, and he is face down right in the middle of the big Broken Arrow black B. Now he's going to roll over on his back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll watch what happens and update you when we return. 12-10, Broken Arrow over Union, 3rd and 10 Redskins when we return on KRMG.
Hey guys, when it comes down to performance in the bedroom, no need to stress, no need to be concerned. Not when you have Noxitril, so why not make it a Noxitril night? You see, Noxitril is the absolute truth in male enhancement. Noxitril has been expertly crafted with the highest quality natural ingredients, creating the most advanced technology in male performance. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. Got it? So every time you don't want the night to end, every time it feels like you are the only two people that matter, and every time you think you can make things great with your performance in the bedroom, make every day your weekend with Noxitril. Why don't you call now and take advantage of our Noxitril free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door and make it a Noxitril night.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2480. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Back at Union, pardon me, at Broken Arrows Memorial Stadium on 3rd down and 10, a quick snap to the quarterback, Peyton Thompson. He throws quickly to his left, but pressure off the right side. Quickly by that Broken Arrow defense coming from Zach Marchalisi, and it falls incomplete and is now 4th down. And by the way, it was a cramp, we think, when Darius Boone, he got up and kind of, well, he shuffled his best
too.
Way I can say as he got off the field, and there Broken Arrow's got a player cramping
Slusher.
As well.
Miles Slusher's down with cramps now.
And he's a big one for them too. And I don't care how long you practice, I don't care how much you're in the heat, this is a different level of intensity, and it's just difficult. And when you can tell those kids all day to stay hydrated, and they just don't drink enough.
Yeah, they don't drink near enough. I mean, they got school and they got things to do, but you know what? Here's the deal. Part of that's just being in shape too, because they're really sweating harder than they have in any of the other practices. Then you've got all this lactic acid building up from the emotion of the game. So it's just young athletes not being in shape and it trained their body.
We're just not in game shape yet. There's just nothing else. Nothing else can replace that intensity that comes with this. Even if, I mean, it's not a bad night. The night's probably mid or to low 90s.
Richard Johns, the statistician, going to check his watch. Looks like
you have a temperature gauge on your watch?
86 degrees, clear.
You have a calculator on there too? Nerd. All right, so it's going to be 4th-and-10 for Broca for Union at their own 45-yard line. 7:24 to go here in the third period. Redskins still trail 12-10, and that was kind of a golden opportunity that got away from them right there. They're going to bring Rauschenberg on to punt because it has just not gone well tonight punting-wise for Union. Stephon Forbes had been kicking and not terribly well, so here comes Noah Rauschenberg, and who knows, he might even try to free kick that thing. Noah has the snap, puts the foot to it. It's not a great kick, but it's going to bounce. And now Broken Arrow is going to pick it up around the 35-yard line to the 40, to the 45-yard line. That's a really smart heads-up play by Broken Arrow. That was Gavin Potter. Gavin Potter, who's played some wide receiver, who picked it up. And he got a nice gain back to the 45-yard line, so he got them about 12, and it'll be 1st-and-10 Tigers.
And then he hit the ground with some cramps as well, so the cramps are setting in for the young guys.
Yep, and what do you do right now? You can drink all you want to right now. Right now, drinking won't do it. Yeah, you're just going to have to do what you can. So 1st-and-10 for Broken Arrow. They lead 12-10. 7 minutes to go in the third period. A pretty fast-moving third period. Tigers at their own 45-yard line. Once again, Robards brings him up, and again, Cortez, the single setback directly behind him. Handoff right side to Cortez, and Union jumps him quickly. He got about a yard, but a really nice job by Jacob Rogers to run under the block in there and make that play. It's a gain of 2, 2nd-and-8.
Like you said, closing the gap right through the middle linebacker spot. He scraped the guard and got through the hole, made a great tackle behind the line of scrimmage and was drugged just for 1 or 2.
So. Well, as you know, at that linebacker spot, that's your read. As soon as that guard goes, you get downhill, off his rear as quickly
right.
as you can, and that's what he did. So it'll be 2nd-and-8 from their own 47-yard line. They need Union's 45 for the first down. Kaiser comes to the near side. He's the far out. McLeod is on him. There's a slot back on this side as well. Now Cortez goes in motion left side, and it's going to be a different quarterback who throws it out to Cortez. Noah at the 50-yard line gets across the 45, and he has the first down. And that quarterback was Quintevin Cherry, who threw it that time. He had run it every other time he'd been in the ballgame, but he gets another 9 or 8.5, does Cortez, and that'll be a first down for the Broken Arrow Tigers. Now Union's 44.
Michael Walker's in the middle now that Nick Jones is out. I think he'll, like you said, he had a knee injury earlier, so he won't see any snaps. Maybe come back to the rest of the quarter, maybe, Doc, or what?
We'll have Doc check on that. 1st-and-10, Broken Arrow, now Union's 44. 6 minutes to go, third period, 12-10 Tigers. Robards in the shotgun, has the snap, backing, looking. Now he's going to have to run. Robards going to float it left side, and that ball is incomplete. Some hand fighting going on right there. Union's Jaquan Sanders doing a pretty nice job on the coverage, but the receiver, he wants a little something on that. That was Stokes, I believe, out there who wanted that to be a call, and it's not going to be. It'll instead be 2nd-and-10.
Like you said, we saw a little bit of that last year with JT McLeod. He would really get rustled up and tie people up, and good hand fighting out there, and just too much on that ball forward and bring it in.
Pardon me, that was Logan Matthews, the receiver there. 2nd-and-10 now for Broken Arrow. They're at the 44-yard line, we're going to call it, of Union. Once again, back in the shotgun is Robards. Robards going to quickly turn, throws to his right side. That ball is caught. Slusher jumps inside a guy at the 40, 35, 30, 25. Slusher down to the 20-yard line. Wow, those cramps didn't last. He gets driven out of bounds almost all the way to the sideline over there. And the guy that did it was Jaquash Shavers. But he's going to get all the way down to the 19-yard line and Broken Arrow another first down. And now you can see him moving it.
Yeah, unfortunately, on the outside out there, Jaquan Sanders tried to come up and make a play and just was not able to make it. I don't think he saw him when he tried to make that contact, and he was on the island and rode in there to town.
That was Isaiah Keller, pardon me, at the wideout spot who made that play. 1st-and-10 now for the Tigers at the 18 of Union. Double tied in this time. Robards is going to turn. He's going to hand that ball off to the backup tailback, and that is Kewan Tolbert. He got about 2, not an awful lot. He'll take it down to the 16. It'll be 2nd-and-8. And if you're Broken Arrow right now, you are fine with wasting time. There's 5.5 to go in this period, and you lead 12-10.
Michael Walker's starting to play really hard-nosed football, coming downhill, making some plays in the middle, and that number 10 is really throwing me off. I really want Cameron Watts to be Patrick Fields.
Well, Patrick Fields, and Cameron Watts probably wishes he was Patrick Fields. Not that Cameron's not a fine player, but the other kids at the University of Oklahoma. 2nd-and-8 now for the Tigers. Robards once again in the shotgun. Straight back to throw. Robards looking. He's got pressure. Now Robards runs, fires middle of the field. It's incomplete. He threw that at the feet of the receiver, and he was having to get around pretty good to try to make something happen anyway. But he threw it back at the feet of Trevon Kleint, and it's going to be 3rd-and-8.
He got on the move and wasn't super comfortable. I don't blame him. He had some Redskins on his tail, so he got loose of it quick and threw it to the dirt. No, not a play for Trayvon.
If there's one thing you have to be really happy about tonight for Union is their pass rush has been terrific. So from the 17-yard line of Union, third down and 8 for Broken Arrow, they lead by a score of 12-10 with 4:56 to go in this second or this third period. Back to throw. Once again is Robarts. Has pressure. Now he has to run. Fires middle of the field. Caught at the 5. Touchdown. That's going to go once again to number 9, Isaiah Keller. And that one right there was all Robarts. He was bottled up, got out, moved, gave himself some time and his receiver some time. Got that to the end zone, and it's 18-10 Tigers. That was a terrific play.
That was a terrific play there because he just escaped the pressure there on the sack and then threw right to the middle. The receiver had a busted play again, just sat right down in the middle and was right where it needed to be, unfortunately.
Extra point upcoming. Crawford would be on the kick the thing, and he knocks it up in the air. The left footer puts it through. 4:49 to play in this third period. It's now 18-10. Broken Arrow, 19-10, Broken Arrow over Union. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
This is a great time of year for new ideas. And we had an idea that we call the Big 100 Sales Event. You see, when people here in Oklahoma are searching for a pre-owned truck, they automatically think of Jim Norton Chevy and Broken Arrow because Jim Norton Chevy always has a big selection of over 100 pre-owned trucks available.
Big selection, big savings, big opportunity. It just doesn't get any bigger than the Big 100 Sales Event.
So hurry. Shop over 100 pre-owned work trucks, play trucks, regular cabs, crew cabs, dualies, diesels, and more, all slashed to the bone with our biggest savings of the year.
Plus, at the all-new Jim Norton Chevy and Broken Arrow, you always get a lifetime engine warranty at no extra charge.
Come on, Tulsa, who does all that?
Log on at JimNortonChevy.com for all the details.
Or here's an even better idea. Hurry right now to the all-new Jim Norton Chevy in Broken Arrow and see us in person. Exit 145 off the VA.
Chevy, find new roads.
Jim Norton Chevy.
Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Back at Memorial Stadium in Broken Arrow, the preseason number 2. Broken Arrow Tigers leading preseason number 1 Union by a score of 19-10. Rick Corey, Doc Blevin, Zach Jones, and Richard Johns. The touchdown drive for Broken Arrow, 7 plays that went 28 yards, took 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Keller's 17-yard catch on a really terrific play by Robarts. Tate Robarts is what gives them the 19-10 lead. And we talked about that 4x4, Zach. So they win the 4x4 by a score of 7-2. So if that continues to be a telling stat, then it's Broken Arrow's football game. But that's why stats are made, so somebody else can make it, can break it.
That's right. That's all they're for. We got another injured player down with another cramp, which is this is pretty typical. We see this a lot. It's not ever one of those things you're like, all right, we got all these guys with cramps, but early season, we see this quite frequently, so kind of get used to it.
Now, the one thing you have to do if you're Union, and it's a veteran staff, you don't panic now. 19-10, you don't try to get it back in one, any of those kinds of things. You just kind of you come back out here and you continue to play your game. The one thing that worries you a little bit is that was the most kind of rhythm Broken Arrow's had offensively since that second drive of the second quarter.
Yeah, it looks like that's probably the best they've put some football together, and they've really stretched a little bit, so they challenged the field a little more in the air. They didn't really see that in the first quarter, so I thought maybe the first half we didn't see them trying to challenge the air, feeling like the run game was theirs. So that's kind of a little different than what they twisted.
So the guy getting up to walk off is Stokes. He was one of the return guys. And Union will take the football to their own 20-yard line. The kickoff went out of the back of the end zone. Both these kickers have been out all day. So Peyton Thompson, who's had a workable day. His quarterback rating in the first half was 138. I mean, he was I think he was like 9 of 14 or something in the first half. I mean, he had a really good first half. But, of course, at this point, none of them has been he had the one touchdown strike. Nothing has been really drive extending. Elijah Tomlin's going to come in and play the tailback spot, so we're going to have Doc check on Darius Boone. Quick snap to Thompson, throws to the right side, and that's way, way over the head of Spencer Shattle. Shattle is running a go route, and he just airmailed that thing, but there's a penalty flag down, too.
It looked like a little hesitation right on the outside, a little head and shoulders fake, or maybe a stutter step.
So, Doc, we're going to need you to check on
D-Boone on
Darius, yeah, because, I mean, he had the cramp, and we know that, and Broken Arrow's got a player cramping again as well. That is going to be Caleb Scott. But at this point, Elijah Tomlin in there, he, of course, Elijah plays linebacker, but Elijah's also going to play some tailback, and Kirk said, hey, when he comes in, watch out now because he can play. I mean, he can grind on you a little bit, so let's see what 32 can bring. 4:40 to play, third period. 19-10, Broken Arrow, and Union needs to get something going. Second and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Thompson with four receivers. To his left is Tomlin in the running back spot. Snap to Thompson, straight back. Looking, has time. Firing right side of the field, and that is going to be way over the head of the intended receiver, Torrey Dillard. There was double coverage back there by Broken Arrow. They're not going to play a lot of man right now. They're playing shell over the top, and there was not really a whole lot of place to go, and it's third and 10. And here's what I meant by getting impatient. Now you've taken no time off the clock, and it's third and 10.
Yeah, and you've got an under route that you could take there on second and 10, get a first down, but you throw on a deep route, which is not necessary yet.
So this is a big third down for the Redskins. 4:38, pardon me, to go third period. They trail 19-10. The Broken Arrow Tigers just scored. You really don't want to give it back. Tomlin shifts to the right, four receivers for Union, three of those to the left. Thompson in the shotgun. There's the snap. Here comes the pressure. Thompson steps up, air mails another one deep, and it is caught. It is caught at the 40-yard line, to the 35, to the 30-yard line. That was caught by Kenneth Avery. Kenneth Avery down to the 28-yard line. A brilliant catch, a 52-yard play. And what do we know about not throwing deep, huh?
Well, I saw him let go of that one. I'm like, ooh, that looks like it's going to airmail. And Kenneth Avery put his arms out, ran right underneath that at the right time. Man, what a great throw and catch.
And there's another Broken Arrow player down across the field. The gold numbers on those jerseys are not the easiest to read, so we'll see if we can find out who that is. Maybe Doc can tell us in our ears what number that is because I can't quite tell.
I can't tell. That's about the fourth or fifth guy, too, and I don't, if it it's may be the cramp. Same guy, too, I'm sure.
Richard cramped a little earlier in his hand, but he was able to work through it with some mustard and pickle juice.
He's a baller. He's a gamer. He's gonna fight through the cramps.
Yeah, I played with him. He's neither. All right. All right. Doc Blevins down on the field. What's the latest you have for us on not only Darius, but can you tell who that is that's down?
Test. Okay.
Go right ahead, Doc.
Can you hear me now? Yep. I've been trying to fix my equipment and it wasn't broken.
Go ahead.
So I'm going to get the information on those guys for you.
Okay, I appreciate that, Doc. Right. Thanks very much. So the player is now up, and can you read that number yet?
15.
All right, so that is going to be Josiah Holiday.
I haven't read his name all night. I don't know if he's made a play, but he's got cramps.
At this point, well, maybe that's why.
I'm just kidding. I'm sure he's out there hustling.
So it's going to be first and 10 for Union after that 52-yard gain. Now at the 29-yard line of Broken Arrow. It is 4:28 to go third period, 19-10, the Tigers lead. First and 10 for Union. Tomlin will be the setback. Snap, hand off to Tomlin, and he pounds forward across the 25. And that's a good first down run. Elijah Tomlin, normally a linebacker, he gets down inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. That's a good 5-yard first down run, and it's second down and 5. Tigers quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Union as well. Thompson again in the shotgun. Thompson, Elijah to his right. Fakes to the right, throws, and that ball is tipped and almost intercepted. Hit just as he threw. Thompson let it go, and it went right into and out of the arms of Bryce Mattiota. Should have had it. That's the second one tonight he should have had, and he dropped it, thankfully. And it's going to be third down and 5.
Yeah, big pressure off the corner there by Marshall Easy. He came right in and put his hands. Somehow Peyton was able to split his hands, but it looked like he was going to deflect the entire pass.
So a big third down and 5 now for the Redskins. They are at the Broken Arrow 25-yard line. They trail 19-10, 3:59 to go here in this third period. Four receivers for Union. Tomlin the single setback. Peyton Thompson. He's going to hand to Tomlin. He's got room across the 20. Tomlin's got the first down to the 17-yard line. Oh, that was Darius Boone. Pardon me. Darius Boone was back.
Huge push, humongous push by number 53 up in there, 73, Zorn and Ricky Stromsberg, gigantic push in the middle.
And Darius Boone, Doc Blevins, he's limping again.
Yes, they've been working on him for cramps for quite a while over here, getting him in and out, and he's cramping pretty bad.
Yeah, he's going to come back out again, and Elijah Tomlin will come back in, but Elijah ran awfully well as well. First down for Union now at the 17-yard line of Broken Arrow. Again, four wide receivers. Thompson's going to hand to Tomlin, and he makes one guy miss and pounds up inside. He didn't get much, maybe only back to the line of scrimmage. Several Broken Arrow Tigers there, including Caleb Scott, and I think we're looking at second and 10.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to have a little bit of lane to run through, but they closed that up pretty quickly, and Isaiah wasn't able to get through anything.
So it will be. They actually lost a half yard. So with 3:27 to go here in this third period, 19-10 Broken Arrow. It's going to be second and about 11 for the Union Redskins.
I think if they could settle in, that line of scrimmage up front, let me hit him real quick. Quentin Barnes, 275 senior. Ryan Rodriguez, 260 senior. Ricky Stromsburg, 300 senior. And Zornson, 300 senior.
Thompson is in the shotgun again, calling for the football. Peyton rolls to his right. He has time. Now here comes the rush. Throws back of the end zone, and it is intercepted by Broken Arrow. He had a man in the back of the end zone open, and that was Pearson, and he just underthrew him. And, Zach, I didn't catch the number of the interceptor. Which one? Who was it?
You know what? I was watching the interception, too, and I didn't see it. That's my bad there, Rick.
What a terrific play in there. The guy that ended up picking that off was Jalen Johnson. And that one, Peyton Thompson had the open man. He had Pearson in the back of the end zone, and he just underthrew him. It's Broken Arrow's football, 2:59 to go third period, and they're already up 19-10.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate event there. That was right there, that a touchdown. You either throw it to the outside for nothing, just underthrown. But I tell you, Johnson made a great diving catch right there at the corner of the end zone.
Well, you know what you're taught. You know this as a quarterback. You throw those routes to the outside. If your guy didn't get it, nobody does. First and 10 now for Broken Arrow. Once again, they'll have the backup quarterback, and that is Cherry in the game, and he keeps himself and goes pounding off the right side across the 25 to the 26-yard line. It'll be second down and 4, and a nice steady stream of this guy. Cherry is a big dude. Quintevin Cherry is 6'3", 222, and he really adds nicely to that quarterback spot, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He gives a good run option. We haven't seen him throw too well yet, but I'm sure he's got it in there somewhere. But he's a big fella, and you've got to respect his run for certain.
He didn't have to run. He didn't have to throw much when he runs like that. Cortez to his left, three wide outs, and it's going to be second and 4 for Broken Arrow, now at their 26-yard line. Cherry is going to fake it, run to his left like he's going to throw, and Trey Thompson swallowed him up. Trey Thompson was there right away, got a little help in there from Isaiah McGuire, but he's going to go down, loss of about 3, and it's going to be third down and 6 now. 2 minutes to go, third period, 19-10 Broken Arrow, and now they've got a big third down.
So you know your guy doesn't roll well and throw on the run, so you can see. But you put him left, and he's rolled twice to the left, and he's just not getting his body square turned around there.
No, that's not something I think I'd probably want him to do unless he's done it in practice before. So Robards will come back in. Tate Robards in there on a big third down and 5 for Broken Arrow. They're at their 25. They need the 30. Four wide receivers for Robards. There's the snap. Here comes the pressure. Robards is going to have to run out of it, and he fires middle of the field. Caught by Kaiser at the 45-yard line. First down for the Broken Arrow Tigers. Cameron Watts on the coverage, but number 26 just ran away from him. That is a terrific gain on 3rd and 5 of 30 for Broken Arrow.
Another opportunity, just like the last touchdown. They got a lot of pressure up on the quarterback. He makes a little scramble to his right, causes a little bit of lane for him to run in, and makes a play down the field. And we've got another Union guy down on the field, maybe some cramps.
Yeah, one more Union player down. We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Union football on KRMG.
20.
It's Trey Thompson.
Is it 21?
Back at Broken Arrow's Memorial Stadium, Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, and another Union Redskin down. And unfortunately, this time, it's Trey Thompson, who has played a terrific football game tonight, the 6'1", 240-pound senior. He's laying back at the 30-yard line, and we've had a lot of cramps tonight, and you can only hope that's all it is. But, you know, I got to tell you, if you're one of the guys who hasn't cramped yet and you see all these guys cramping, I'd be chugging the Gatorade over there.
Like you said, it's a little too late to drink the liquids. But, man, anything helps at this point. You can't get waterlogged. But, you know, this is when the trainers come to you after the game and say, hey, look, remember what I was telling you? Drink all day, get ready for this.
And you know, and no matter what it is, whether it's a paper cut or whatever, you think, wow, I didn't remember that hurt that much. Mm-hmm. You get a cramp in the middle of the night that's got you standing up outside your
bed.
You
remember fast, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You remember what that hurts like. Doc Blevins on the field, and I think we're looking at another cramp, aren't we?
It looks like that. You know, last year I saw the kids walking around during the school day on game days and stuff with these big, huge, like gallon-sized things of water, drinking all day long, and I haven't seen that this year. Maybe they need to go back to that if they haven't been doing it.
I would think that'd be the case. First and 10 for Broken Arrow, now at Union's 45-yard line, a minute 24 to go, third period, 19-10 Tigers. wholesale shift of every player to the left side. Now unbalanced left under center is Tate. He's going to turn and hand off left side. And that is Cortez, who gets across the 40 down to the 38-yard line. Nice job by Union of standing up there. JT McLeod, one of the guys in on the tackle. Also Isaiah there as well, but he got eight. But Union really adjusted nicely to that quick shift to unbalance.
Yeah, they dropped in there and put only one guy to the right of the center, everybody else to the left. So student body left, and they really flew out left and tried to get Union outbalanced, and they got enough to get outside.
So they'll move it now to Union's 37-yard line, second down and two. We're under a minute to play third period, 19-10 Broken Arrow, and trying to add to it. They score again the way Union's played tonight offensively, and it'll look insurmountable. Robards brings him to the line of scrimmage. He's in the shotgun. To his left is Cortez. There's the snap, and Robards is straight back. He's going to fire left side straight down the field, and he overthrows his guy once again. Logan Matthews had gotten free, but he was right near the boundary, and the coverage by Jaquan Sanders wasn't awful, but he was open. It's overthrown, incomplete, and it's third and two.
Yeah, Jaquan was in decent position, but if he'd thrown a good ball, that one would have went up and dropped in the bucket right in his hands. But he put the press on that one and threw it out of bounds.
So it's a big third down now for Broken Arrow. If Union can stop them here, of course, you're probably looking at four down territory. But a lost yardage play here would be big. Robards is going to go under center, going to go double tight. You got a big linebacker up short, and Noah Cortez is your tailback. I bet they hand it off, and they do to Cortez, and he has the first down and more. Cortez, 30, 25, 20, 15. Cortez down to the 12. Dragging Redskins with him along the way. Final tackle made at the end by Jaquan Sanders. But as happens so often, when you're really bunched up there to stop that, Zach, when you break the line of scrimmage, there's not much back there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you come press it up tight, and once they get through first the first level, there's not a whole lot. And they did a lucky job there of making sure they didn't get in the end zone.
And once again, Trey Thompson is down with a cramp. We're going to take a break. 21 seconds to go third period, 19-10 Broken Arrow. This is Union Football on KRMG.
With 15 clinics in Northeast Oklahoma, Redbud Physical Therapy has been helping athletes overcome pain for 21 years. From sports injuries to spine care, getting the right physical therapist at the right time can make the difference between an active life or years of surgery, testing, and medications. Redbud's physical therapists help you recover quickly and with lasting results. Visit redbudpt.com or call 866-866-3893 to find the location closest to you and to schedule your first appointment.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now, available for Apple and Android.
Back at Memorial Stadium in Broken Arrow, Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Levins, and Richard Johns. 21 seconds to go, third period, 19-10 Broken Arrow. And I mentioned this before, and Marty, I think that's right. Or pardon me, Zach. Zach's showing Marty scores again, right? He's looking for, scores. The way things have gone for Union tonight offensively, if Broken Arrow scores here to make it 26-10, that's a big hill.
Well, and especially right now, they really hadn't been hitting any cylinders outside, but just kind of methodically. There's not that big threat yet. Not to say Kale. Is it Kale? I'm going to try to get the Pearsons right.
It's Kyler Pearson.
Kyler's going to break it loose, but they've got a lot of ground to make up at this point.
So they're going to let the clock run out in the third period. That'll be that. We will start the fourth period with Rate Union trailing 19-10 to the Broken Arrow Tigers. It's big, and a huge third and two coming up. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Roto-Rooter in Oklahoma is family-owned and operated. We are right here in Tulsa at the office every day. We are proud to have one of the lowest average job prices in the nation. Our business model is to do more jobs in less time, which results in a lower price to you, our valued customer. In addition to providing full service for any plumbing problem you have, our local Roto-Rooter owners are proud to bring you True Blue Heating and Cooling. That's right, Roto-Rooter presents True Blue Heating and Cooling for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Using the same philosophy of the lowest average price and unmatched quality. Simply call Roto-Rooter Plumbing and True Blue Heating and Cooling for all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter. If you have a loan with a credit union, you know they're the place to go for great rates. But did you know that loan makes you eligible to bank at Oklahoma Central Credit Union? That's right. So when you're shopping for a new checking or retirement account or researching rates for your next auto, personal, or mortgage loan, be sure to check with Oklahoma Central Credit Union to compare our rates, products, and services. Visit us at oklahomacentral.creditunion. Oklahoma Central Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by NCUA.